your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
A British woman's been sentenced to 3 days in prison in Malaysia after she pleaded guilty to posing naked on a sacred mountain. Eleanor Hawkins and three other tourists admitted committing an obscene act in a public place. Sky's Asia correspondent Mark Stone is outside court.
They are, as we understand it, effectively free now to be deported. They will be deported. They will leave Malaysia. They've been sentenced to 3 days in prison and a £1,000 fine, a 5,000 ringgit fine. Each.
This is KMFM News.
An investigation following the deaths of a mother and her young son has recommended the speed limit on the Sheppey crossing is cut. The report's been revealed ahead of an inquest into the deaths of Deborah and Marshall Roberts from Sheerness, who died in a collision on the bridge last July. Police say the speed should be reduced from 70 to 50 miles per hour. Earlier this year, former officer Richard Denyer told KMFM he warned of potential dangers before it was even built.
One of the things I alluded to was that to widen the bridge, it meant taking up more room or already an ecologically vulnerable area. But it wouldn't have taken that much. And it was a time when, before the bridge was built, it could have been built into the design.
A 48-year-old woman is continuing to be questioned by police after a man's body was found at a flat in Maidstone. Police were called to Rocky Hill Terrace on Monday afternoon following the discovery of the 69-year-old. Meantime, a 25-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman from the town have been bailed until August.
KMFM News.
Figures given to KMFM have revealed a big increase in the number of stalking cases being dealt with by police in Kent. Since new laws came in, Kieran has more for the update.
Well, stalking became a specific offence in November 2012. The following year, officers handled 47 reports in the county. That increased to 88 in 2014. Kerry Barnett from Deal was followed and harassed by a man for 6 months. She says it can happen to anyone.
So I saw someone being just really friendly and you know, over weeks escalated into something that became very concerning, and then to a point where I had to involve the police. You know, just taking a trip to the supermarket was scary, being followed and being watched, and it's not exactly a pleasant thing to go through. It got to the point where I'd had enough, and it had gone on for quite a while, and I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't go on anymore like that.
Detective Inspector Dominic Kilbride is from Kent Police and says this increase is good.
We always are satisfied if reports are going up. The more they're going up, the more we know the awareness is working. If people are being prosecuted for it or there are successful interventions by the police, that's very positive for us. But we want them to increase. We want people to report this.
He also says it can have a huge impact on victims.
We've seen victims move house. We've seen victims who have lost their jobs because they can't perform at work, victims that are too afraid to go out of their house, too afraid to walk their dog. You know, this is really serious if it's having that kind of impact.
Meantime, Kerry has told KMFM more people need to know where they can turn for help.
There needs to be some kind of campaign in secondary schools, leaflets easily available in doctors, you know, other places, so that people can look and identify what stalking actually equivalents to.
KMFM News.
It's been revealed nearly £8 million has been cut from mental health services in Kent over the past 4 years. It comes as a new report from the Care Quality Commission shows more than 40% of people suffering mental illness are receiving inadequate care and the system is struggling to cope. A weather warning's in place for the rest of the day with forecasters predicting extremely heavy rain in Kent. The Met Office say thundery downpours this afternoon and overnight could lead to flooding in parts of the county. And Gary Barlow's been voted Celebrity Dad of the Year for the second time. He says he's made up to have been chosen in the poll. He fought off competition from David Beckham, Simon Cowell and Prince William.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket and Kent Sam Billings has kept his place in the England side for the second one-day international against New Zealand. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Rona.
Well, the wicketkeeper made his debut in their victory at Edgbaston on Tuesday. Batsman Joe Root hopes the side can perform the same as they did in that match.
The key thing for us is that obviously the consistency is something that we're going to really try and work hard towards, but it's making sure that we still go out there with the same frame of mind.
Play at the Oval is just getting underway. New Zealand will bat first. Meantime, Kent are back in action in the T20 Blast at Canterbury tonight. The Spitfires, who are currently top of the South Group, are taking on third-placed Hampshire. Kent have got 4 wins from their 6 games so far. Play's due to get underway at 7. And in football, it's being reported that Liverpool have rejected a bid from Manchester City for Raheem Sterling. It's claimed there's been an offer worth £30 million, with the Merseyside club valuing the England international in excess of £50 million.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.